I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." This prophecy reveals the coming Son of David, Jesus Christ. First, Jesus came to us as a child born of the Virgin Mary. At the age of 30, he began his ministry through which he revealed the kingdom of God that would be within our hearts. The increase of his government occurs in our hearts as we yield our will to his and grow in the benefits of his kingdom within through the blessings of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This blessed Christmas season is when we celebrate his first advent. May I suggest that we invite him into our hearts and as a community, rejoice together in his ongoing work of grace in our lives.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs can clinch the AFC's overall number one seed with a win over the Texans Saturday and are not ruling out quarterback Patrick Mahomes to suit up and play. Mahomes, who's dealing with a high ankle sprain, was a full participant in practice on Tuesday. The news not so good for the Saints. Quarterback Derek Carr is unlikely to return this season after suffering a fractured left hand, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. The Lions, who have been decimated by injuries this season, are fighting for the number one overall seed in the NFC, along with the Eagles and Vikings. Defensive end Aiden Hutchinson saying during an interview on Taylor Lautner's The Squeeze that he's on track to return if the Lions make it to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Hutchinson is recovering from a fractured tibia and fibula he suffered week 6 against the Cowboys. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Take that list and head on over to D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where you'll find full stock of Wrangler and Levi men's and women's jeans, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts from Carhartt, high-quality rain gear, and, of course, durable work boots from Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia. And to D&J, special orders are always welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council votes to table discussion on employee parking lot program. Applications for Paso Robles Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny to start with some afternoon clouds. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. That was the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in the downtown Paso Robles area was tabled in last night's meeting. Staff's recommendation was to eliminate the program due to a lack of consistent enforcement performed on a complaint basis and the potential steep costs for the city. However, several downtown businesses asked council to keep the program as a way to ensure employees would not be taking up spaces more convenient for customers. Here's one of those speakers now.
Please do not get rid of those lots with the parking, because we already it's hard to find parking after 10 o'clock in the morning. Some days, not every day, but especially on the weekends, and especially if there's something going on in the park. When there's something going on in the park, there is no parking anywhere, even in those lots. It's pretty bad. So please, I'm just begging, don't take away those lots. Don't take away the signs. At least I can tell my employees you have to park in those lots. Don't park in the across the street in front of the neighbors, because all they do is go and park in front of my store and then so on and so forth and all up and down the streets.
Councilmembers Gregory and newly elected Beal wanted to gather more feedback from the downtown businesses before making a decision for the program. In a 3-2 vote, with Councilmembers Hammond and Strong dissenting, council voted to table this item for 6 months. The ordinance for the employee parking lots remains, but there is no method of issuing permits or decals. Here's City Attorney Elizabeth Hull on how enforcement will work now that the ordinance was kept.
So if you leave the ordinance on the books, the ordinance is on the books. My understanding from staff is that when we eliminated the paid parking program, we eliminated Flowbird and any source to accommodate or produce the permits. So there's no one to give permits.
Right.
So you will have an ordinance on the books that says the city manager or his designee may issue downtown employee parking permits, .. And it goes on from there. The city manager may not choose to do that. It's permissive.
Employee parking lots will follow an honor system. Signage will remain and enforcement will be done on a complaint basis. The item will be brought back in the June 17th, 2025 City Council meeting. Council will coordinate a meeting with Main Street Association to discuss what they would like to see for an employee parking lot program. Applications open for City of Paso Robles Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. Applications are now open to serve on the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee in Paso Robles. The committee's purpose is to review and inform both the City Council and the community on revenues and expenditures for Measure E-12 and Measure J-20. The committee's first role is to provide oversight on expenditures of sales taxes, ensuring they are being spent appropriately on community priorities. The committee will meet on a quarterly basis during the months of February, May, August, and November on the third Wednesday of the month. There are currently two at-large membership positions available. The City of Paso Robles reminds residents of its hours for the upcoming holidays. City Hall, the library, Centennial Park, and administrative offices will be closed on December 25th and January 1st for Christmas and New Year's Day, respectively. Offices will be open the following business days. Residents may still contact the Paso Robles Police Department's non-emergency lines for non-emergencies. For emergencies, call 911. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will also be delayed by 1 day for the rest of that week. For instance, collections scheduled for Wednesday to Friday will be collected Thursday to Saturday on the week of Christmas. Thanksgiving for Paso Robles held its 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner at the Centennial Park this holiday, carrying the tradition first started by Mildred Wilkins in 1984. Thanksgiving for Paso Robles says they had over 235 volunteers this year, all working Monday through Thursday to help meet this year's demand. The Culinary Arts Academy's participation enabled them to cook 54 turkeys, slice and store 26 hams, and work with various other food items. Their partnership with Echo ensured they were able to deliver meals to the homeless population as well, and they extend a thank you to all of the merchants and individuals for their monetary or product donations. Thanksgiving of Pass Robles says this year they served 481 guests in the dining room, with an additional 1,063 meals delivered or picked up to go. A sincere thank you on behalf of the Thanksgiving for Pass Robles Steering Committee. 37-year-old Crystal Kalinske was arrested earlier this year on October 25th for possession of numerous narcotic drugs, according to a release by the San Luis Obispo Police Department. The release goes on to say that charges have been added to Kalinske after it was discovered that her six-month-old baby was exposed to meth and fentanyl. One felony count of child endangerment has been added to her charges, which also include possession of narcotic-controlled substance for sales, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a controlled substance. Hundreds of laws will go into effect in California starting January 1st, 2025. Here are some of these laws now. Relating to artificial intelligence, SB 926 will make it a crime to create and distribute sexually explicit images of a real person that are artificially generated but made to appear authentic. AB 1836 and 2602 will protect the likeness of a deceased actors, requiring consent from the actor's estate before their likeness can be digitally duplicated. AB 2347 in the housing market will double the current deadline tenants have to respond to an eviction notice from 5 to 10 days. In sports in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Cup championship last night, 97-81. Tomorrow, the Lakers will face the Kings, the Clippers will go against the Mavericks, and the Warriors will face the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. High winds returning to Southern California, bringing the increased likelihood of more wildfires. Enrico Busto lives in Topanga and says his business has been forced to shut down several times because of road closures resulting from fire danger.
We are so grateful for all the firefighters and all the people that are, you know, like putting their lives and effort and energy, you know, to save us and keep us safe. At the same time, we would love to, you know, be more accessible.
South Topanga Canyon Boulevard in that area closed to traffic at least until tonight. Mandatory evacuation orders in place due to the Soto fire burning in Arupa Valley. The brush fire, which started at 7:45 last night, threatening structures including homes. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he wants immigrants in the state to know their rights as he pushes back against plans by the incoming Trump administration for mass deportations.
You can be sure that if Trump attacks the rights of our immigrants, I'll take action.
Bonta hosting the first of a series of meetings in L.A. with immigrant rights and legal groups. Jeff Scott, California News.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau approved changes to the organization's policies last week during a House of Delegates session at the organization's 106th annual meeting in Monterey. Farm Bureau develops policy recommendations each year through its commodity advisory committees, which are groups of members that meet regularly throughout the year. This year, delegates voted to approve proposed updates to policies related to wolf management, crop insurance, and eminent domain. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP says there is a report of a fire in the riverbed behind Firestone Walker Brewing Company. The report came in at around 8:11 this morning with no further updates available from CHP at this time. Again, CHP says there is a report of a fire in the riverbed behind Firestone Walker Brewing Company. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunshine with some clouds today, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to about 30 miles per hour in the morning. Increasing clouds overnight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a few clouds, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy skies on Saturday, mostly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with a 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy on Wednesday next week. Mid-60s on Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday and Monday, low 60s Tuesday, 60 a week from today. Currently it is 42 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks nudged higher in early trading with the Dow recovering ground. Investors are waiting for the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates today and reveal its assessment of the economy. The Dow's being boosted by United Health, Nvidia, Walt Disney, Caterpillar, and 3M. Textron, a maker of aviation defense and other industrial products, also makes snowmobiles and all-terrain vehicles, and it's pausing production for its power sports line. It's looking at alternatives for the unit. Demand for the products remains soft. Honda and Nissan confirm they are looking into the possibility of merging. Both are dealing with challenges in China, and Nissan has also been seeing weaker business in the U.S. And also Foxconn is said to be interested in buying Nissan. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blakes can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blakes also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blakes Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping at a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining the Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
The holiday season is here, and so is the stress. Take a moment to escape the hustle at Spa El Greto. Luxurious massages, rejuvenating facials, tranquil spaces that offer ultimate relaxation. Give the gift of peace and serenity at Spa El Greto, where your well-being is their holiday priority. Call 805-369-2524 to book your treatment. Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Don't forget, maybe something you might not have thought of for Christmas, for a stocking stuffer, or just a gift. How about checking out something at Knowledge Computers? Now, most people have computers, so you will be able to find something there, maybe an upgrade for them, or maybe they like some games or something along those lines. Check out Knowledge Computers, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. Or you can go to knowledgecomputers.com. You can even call 226-5200 for Knowledge Computers.
Give the gift of health this holiday season. Hi, I'm Josie, manager of The Natural Alternative. This December, enjoy 20% off all CBD products and 15% off all gift cards. CBD has many health benefits, from reducing inflammation to getting more restful sleep. Check out our CBD holiday gift bags today. Gift certificates are available today. Happy holidays from our family to yours, The Natural Alternative Nutrition Center, 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. The Roosters family wants to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and with the Christmas Eve fast approaching, the Roosters elves have all the Christmas firearm presents wrapped and ready to load on a Santa's sleigh for delivery. And you know that although the background check time has passed to meet the Christmas Day deadline delivery for firearms, we always welcome customers coming down to Roosters to buy themselves a great firearm, and they tell us,
"Sweetheart, I don't have anything for you for Christmas, so my Christmas present to you is this. Go down to Roosters and pick out a gun."
I know this has worked well for me, and I am sure it will work well for you. So come on down and see the great selection of firearms we have in stock, or if you don't see it, we can order it.
If this doesn't work out, Rooster still has a lot of great gifts for that someone special. The chocolate handguns and chocolate ammo are back by popular demand, and we have all of the newest Black Rifle shirts and mugs. So come on down to Rooster's Firearms, located 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give us a shot, and you'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Michael Schur, extremely upset. Disney removes him from creating menus for the park's restaurants, so he makes several edits to every menu.
He changes the font to Wingdings, adds profanity to the listings, and marks dishes with peanuts as allergen safe. Shewer now facing a federal charge for his hack job. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Hi, Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at cajons.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The city of Paso Robles reminds residents its offices and the library will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day. For trash recycling and green waste, collection will be delayed by 1 day for the rest of the week following Christmas and New Year's Day. 37-year-old Crystal Kalinske was arrested earlier this year on October 25th for possession of numerous narcotic drugs. She was charged earlier as well, according to the San Luis Obispo Police Department, for discovering that her six-month-old baby was exposed to meth and fentanyl. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny early, then some clouds in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Biden says don't worry about reports of drones buzzing the skies.
Nothing nefarious, apparently. But they're checking it all out.
Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Assessments from the FBI, DHS, FAA, and other federal agencies conclude most of the reported sightings are a combination of legal, commercial, hobbyist, and law enforcement drones, manned aircraft, and misidentified stars.
Elon Musk posting on X today, this should not pass, referring to the spending bill to keep the government from shutting down on Friday. Speaker Mike Johnson earlier on Fox and Friends.
They understand the situation. They said, it's not directed to you, Mr. Speaker, but we don't like the spending. I said, guess what, fellas? I don't either.
And the speaker revealed he's on a text chain with Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, adding he told them the bill has to pass to clear the way for President-elect Trump's agenda. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. Saturday, December 21st, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, Saturday, December 21st, 10 to 1 at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, visit charlespaddockzoo.org.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Hey, Rini, look who's at table six again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait. This is the best part.
That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California and the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living is the place. Each of their homes care for six residents and provide personal attention for your loved ones. Healthy, home-cooked meals, sometimes using fruits and vegetables right out of their garden. When it comes time to consider moving mom or dad, Paso Robles Senior Living has provided a loving environment since 2015. Call 805-821-1049. Paso Robles Senior Living.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine early, then followed by partially cloudy skies with gusty winds this afternoon. Could kick up to 20 to 30, maybe even occasionally 40 miles per hour of gust. Highs, though, in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. And then abundant sunshine for your Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. And then as we go to Friday, a little clouds and sunshine, upper 60s, cloudy, mid-60s Saturday. Sunday, cloudy, upper 60s, and upper 60s Monday for your Christmas Eve. Could get some rain right now, about a 52% chance, low 60s. And let's see here. And then for Christmas, partly cloudy, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m. We're at 44. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will have attorney Chuck Bell discussing issues with cities like Paso Robles and about what they're doing before council meetings instead of in front of the public, and then some other things, legal issues of national interest and other local legal issues. All right, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go. It's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if, well, as you know, it's how it's supposed to work. By the way, this morning's question on the average temperature year-round at the North Pole being minus 40, So you ask, well, what can exist there? Well, no surprise, polar bears. And then they have, these are called harp seals. They exist there. Walrus, you mentioned that. And also some kind of the humpback and bowhead whales exist up in the area. And Arctic seabirds exist there as well. So they do, but not you and I, or no desire to do that. I'd rather have it hot over cold any day. How about you?
I prefer cold, actually.
You do?
Yeah, I find it easier to warm up than it is to cool down.
Hmm. Well, that's, I don't know if it's funny, but it's interesting how different people, because once I'm cold.
Hmm.
I absolutely hate it. I can't deal. That's why when I go in the ocean, I got to have my boots on.
Your boots?
Yeah. You know what a wetsuit is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have wetsuits, or they have the boots for that as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know they came with footwear.
You can also get gloves as well.
Huh.
But still, if you're in the water for any length of time, you still get a little chilly in the feet, and once that happens, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. Everybody has a little thing there, but I find it easier to get cooler than to get warmer. So, again, if my feet aren't cold, then I can find a way. But anyway, all right, folks, let's see here. We have this issue once again with the transgenders, but somebody, and I thought this was interesting when this was brought before the powers that be in Washington, that I want to call him a guy from the NCAA, who said that there hasn't been enough studies done to know if there's an issue with a man competing in a women's sports, which is an idiotic thing. But he did say that only 10 men in the entire NCAA are competing against ladies. So what he was referring to is that, well, it's only 10 men, so it's not a big deal. However, if you think about it, that means there are 10 teams that are directly impacted, and every team they play against is impact. So the numbers snowball to impact hundreds of women athletes. So just because it's 10, and if it's 10 now, what will it be in a few years? So as Barney said, you nip it. You nip it. So just some more of this, what many would consider nonsense going on. And again, if you're just joining us, community colleges, and not all, are experimenting with a radical new model of education. Now, how would you like this? Students don't receive grades, and they don't have to attend class, and they can go at their own pace. And they can finish the course whenever they can prove that they've mastered the skills or competency. Well, as like I was referring to last hour, that doesn't work in the real world. When you get an assignment to do, we're not waiting to see if you've mastered your skills. Now, mistakes happen, but you want to hire somebody who is competent now. Now. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can I give you a quick example of what I saw in the school board meeting last night at PESO?
Sure.
Kenny Ennie had to kind of, everybody rolls their eyes, right, when he brings something up, but he says, these hundreds of thousands of dollars that we're signing on the consent agenda, you tell me if they're per week, per quarter, per annum, or what? And the highly educated, one of the big directors there, Pulaski, who I like, said, I don't know. And then it came to like, we'll try to get that included, but our program, our Word program we use, doesn't have that many spaces. And he goes, well, like, these lines are shorter than the other lines. There's room for it there. And Ms. Loftus stepped in and said, we'll try to get that put in the future. But he's asked that before, and it's just one of those things. It's just kind of, just sign it. And the leftists on the board all kind of rolled their eyes like, gosh, what a time waster he is. And well, I was just like, come on. You know what? In math class, you don't put the units down, you don't get it right.
What I have noticed with certain people who are become elected officials, such as the city council or on the school board, when they start asking more in-depth questions, particularly with financials, it's hard for them to get answers, and I wonder why.
Yeah, it's a bother to staff to have to put units on their money.
That's too damn bad.
I agree. I just want to stand in the gap for Kenny Enny. He's doing a great job and getting very little appreciation, I think, from social media, at least.
It just so happens that he'll be on Sound Off tomorrow afternoon.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I'll be listening. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. About your top of the list this morning, Ty Cobb, there's one thing that I think, a quote that he left behind in his last days when he was interviewed. You'll remember it. And it's something that applies to everybody. Think about it. His quote was, "I wish I had had more friends." So when you approach life, just think about that. Not only did he leave us with a lot of records, he left us with a very important quote.
Yeah,
"I wish I had had more friends."
Yeah, obviously, you know that I've read a lot about baseball history, and particularly people like Cobb and, you know, the greats. But he did say that, and it was a sad ending to his life.
Yes. Financially set, everything was good except his life.
Yeah, and he, you know, his son died when his son was 42 when he died. And not Cobb, but they were distant. And he wasn't a good father, but there were only three baseball players who attended his service.
Correct. Similar to the number of baseball players that attended Curt Flood's memorial.
Well, that was a disgrace.
Very, very much so, because Curt Flood put his name and himself out there for everybody else in baseball, and he got nothing back for it. Shame on baseball.
It ended his career.
Yes. And, oh yeah, he never played again.
And he was a very, very good ball player. He's not Hall of Fame, but I think, now I'm not for a lot of executives and managers and announcers and all those people getting into the Hall of Fame, but I think Curt Flood should be in the Hall of Fame.
So do I. He's the reason that players today are
living well.
Yes, and free agents. When the end of their contract is up, they can re-up or move on. And they couldn't do that before. It was something in baseball that needed to be rectified, and Curt Flood was responsible for doing that.
Yeah, it was... you know, again, when you look back and what he sacrificed. Now, at the time, because of society, he was thought of as a radical black guy, and even some of the big players at the time, particularly Bob Gibson and Willie Mays, they never came out publicly and supported him.
That's correct.
And you can't put anybody, you know, you can't put yourself in other people's positions, but you do have to take in the time and their status to the game and what they didn't want to risk. But we both know that Willie Mays and Bob Gibson were among the most competitive players in the history of baseball. So you can't say they were necessarily spineless, but boy, it would have been interesting, because I've never seen anything written, if they were ever asked after the fact, even after Curt Flood died, do they regret not stepping forward and helping him out?
I don't know. I guess we'll never know the answer to that one. But they didn't regret it enough to go to his funeral. So,
well, that was, let me see, there was somebody else. I know Elrod Hendricks, I think, went to his funeral, but I don't remember. You know, back to Cobb for a second, I think I have this correctly, that when he passed away, he was worth about $12 million.
Yes, he was worth a lot of money, because he made a on the come investment in a little company called Coca-Cola. And the rest is history.
Yeah, also General Motors.
And General Motors, also at their right before their heyday started. So he was very wealthy, but he also left us with that one quote that I'll never forget. I wish I had had more friends.
You know, I went to a funeral for somebody who was extremely wealthy. And this is about, well, it's 20 years ago, I can tell you. And this person lived in Montecito. And the neighbors were the Mitchums and such. And Fess Parker, big-time people. So this person, Fess Parker was there, and they were supposed to be best friends. So when one of the family members went up and, you know, talked a little bit and said, would anybody like to come up here and speak? It was an embarrassing moment because nobody moved. And the person who was at the podium, their face was getting red from the embarrassment. So finally, Fess Parker got up. And now, again, they were supposedly best friends and friends for 40 years. Fess Parker got up and he spoke for about 15 or 20 seconds and then sat down. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, what a life. You have passed away and nobody gives a damn.
That's true.
I thought about that the whole way driving back from Montecito, that man, you had all this money, all this and everything like that, and nobody cares that you're dead. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It's a shame. And too many people find that out the hard way.
You know, it's one thing, you read in books of people who have passed on, obviously famous people, and maybe even some in your own family, because I know, over the years I talked with, obviously my mom and dad, and, they talk about some regrets. And some of the regrets are just decisions that you made at the time of where your life was. In other words, you got a growing family, you've got some things at work that are, maybe issues or not issues, or you're striving for some, so you don't go to your kids' recital, you don't do these things. When people look back on those regrets, I don't think that those are major things. That's just part of the times. And I'm sure that most people, when they grow up, they look back and say, well, now I understand why mom and dad did that. Or I hope.
Yes. Exactly.
You could say, well, look, they grew up in the Depression, so I know why they were hard on me for this and this and that. And I'm not talking, the regrets would be the absolute, what's the word I'm looking for, Cody? The outrageous, maybe, decisions that were extremely detrimental. I'm not talking about the, like I told my dad, I said, Dad, you didn't want to come see my school plays anyway. Okay, trust me. I managed to live my life without you being there for them. Because mom was there. You didn't have, so don't have any regret about
that. As long as somebody was there.
Yes, somebody was there. It's not a big deal.
And for any parent listening, it really matters if they look up and see you in the stands.
It does, but also what I learned as I got older is he and parents do this. They set the example. So, son, I can't do this today. Why not? Because I have to put food on the table for the rest of the family and your mother. That's why. I have to show up for work. I have to do this, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that that's not a negative, that's a positive, if you're setting the example for a work ethic and the responsibility, because certain jobs have responsibilities that go beyond 8 hours a day.
Yeah, they do.
So if you take that on, then you'll eventually, or your kid will figure out that, yeah, well, my dad can't be here. Well, why? Well, because... whatever, because that's his job. And now I what I see, or not what I see here, because I don't have to worry about that with the people we have, but what I'm hearing from other people is that for the most, I would say, not really significant or important reason, people are avoiding their responsibilities at work. And it seems to become more accepted in the workplace. And I guess I, from the standpoint, I may understand it because it's so hard to get valued workers now.
Yes, everybody's having that trouble these days.
Yeah, so that's, oh well, I don't have to worry about it.
I actually went to work, and then California passed a 16-year-old rule, and I got fired because I was too young from my first job. They had to let me go working in a gas station. So, you know, it's a different era. I understand all that, but some of the old rules still work.
Yeah, I mean, if people want to work and are still able to work, let them work.
Yeah. Well, how long, you'll remember this because you're a sports guy. How long did it take and how much haggling did we spend on Title IX?
Long time.
Years to pass that. Years to get it done so that females have the same rights as males. When it comes to sports, they compete with each other. This trash, this Disneyland trash that you can change your gender is designed to do one thing. Screw young people up. That's what it's designed to do. You're born what you're born, genetically. If you want to be homosexual, that's your life. That's fine. But you're never going to be transgender, ever.
Nope, you ain't changing your DNA one iota.
Not a bit.
Nope.
We'll talk soon.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The inventor of FM radio, Edward Armstrong, was born on this day in 1890. He died in 1954. He invented the receiver and wideband FM in 1933. He developed his FM radio station to reduce the noise and static of AM radio. Now, the rights were originally offered to RCA, but they turned it down. Facing financial problems after a fight with his wife, he jumped to his death from his 13th floor apartment, and that was in 1954. You getting a fight with your wife and you jump? All right, and this day, somebody was born that many of you still may, well, not necessarily remember, but heard of. 1916, Betty Grable. And she said she became a star for two reasons. Her answer is, I'm standing on them. That were her legs, because her legs, now we're going way back here, they were insured for $1 million. $1 million, and quite the pinup she was for particularly World War II. Another one of these things that I can't stand, How the Grinch Stole Christmas debuted on television in 1966. By the way, Boris Karloff was the narration, and Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch was sung by Thurl Ravenscott. He also was the voice of a very popular TV commercial, or the brand at least. He was Tony the Tiger. All right, that's it for this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in downtown Paso Robles was tabled in last night's meeting to discuss what downtown businesses would like to see in a program. Council voted 3-2 in this decision, with members Hammond and Strong dissenting. The item will be brought back in the June 17th, 2025 meeting. Applications are now open to serve on the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee in Paso Robles. The committee's purpose is to review and inform both the council and community on revenues and expenditures for measures E12 and J20. Two at-large positions are available. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny early, then some clouds in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon with Karen will be attorney Chuck Bell to discuss issues with cities like Paso Robles, discussing city issues before council meetings and other issues on the Central Coast, legal stuff. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.